Hachette Audio presents If She Wakes, written by Michael Kurita, read by Robert Petkoff. For Pete Yonkman, who gave me the book that gave me the book, many thanks for your support, motivation, and friendship. Part 1. Ignition. 1. 19 minutes before her brain and her body parted ways, Tara Beckley's concern was the cold. First night of October, but as the sun set and the wind picked up, it felt like midwinter, and Tara could see her breath fogging the air. That would have been crisp New England charm on another night, but not this one, when she wore only a thin sweater over a summer weight dress. Granted, she hadn't expected to be standing in the cold, but she had a commitment to deliver one Professor Amande Otamu from dinner to his keynote presentation, and the professor was pacing the parking lot of the restaurant they'd just left, alternately staring into the darkness and playing with his phone. Tara tried to stay patient, shivering in that North Atlantic night wind that swept leaves off the trees. She needed to get moving, and not just because of the cold. Otamu had to arrive at 7:45, and precisely 7:45, because the Hamel College Conference was coordinated by a pleasant woman named Christine, whose eyes turned into dark daggers if the schedule went awry. And Professor Otamu, sorry, Dr. Otamu, he was one of those prigs who insisted on the title even though he wasn't a medical doctor, just another PhD, occupied the very first position in the program of Christine.